This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, we get ready for the Festival of Lights. It is starting this Sunday night at Riverbend Park in Roseburg. And Tabitha Lyman is on with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your involvement with all this?
So I am the chair for the festival. I've been with the festival for about 7 years now.
And what led to you getting involved?
You know, I met Kerwin and just fell in love with his cheer for the season. And it was kind of hard not to get excited about it.
So it's one thing to get excited about it. It's another thing to have a lot of work on your plate.
Yes, absolutely.
talk about what goes in to Festival of Lights.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, when they come through their couple nights a year, don't realize kind of how long of an event this is. But really, it starts months ago, and it starts with tons of sponsors and hundreds of volunteers and folks that come out and set up the lights. It's quite a journey to get to where we're at.
So how many lights do you guys have?
We have over 90 displays and over 500,000 lights.
Now, people, in fact, we were just, not me, but one of the other staff was working on our exterior lights for this corporate building yesterday and kind of laying them out and already running into problems. And that's pretty big amount of lights, but it's just one building.
Yeah.
500,000 lights. How many of those do you have to change out every year?
So Mike, which is our team lead, and his crew, they start the first week of October. So that tells you about how long, and it's 40 hours every week they're putting in. So there's a lot of lights that have to be changed out, wire that has to be reran, etc.
So you've got to go through, check everything.
Yep.
And that means everything. Wow. So yep. And you've got the displays, plus you have to figure out, you know, if you move them around or things like that.
Yep, absolutely.
So anything new and exciting this year?
Well, you know, I'm pretty excited this year. We spent the summer doing a summer fundraiser to put some effort into Woody, our nutcracker that's out there. It's the world's largest nutcracker. We're so excited and honored to have him. And we spent this year cleaning him up, and he got a paint job. And so I'm real excited about him. He looks real fresh.
So anything else that needed to be done?
Just really rerunning stuff. We have some new changes at the Holiday Village this year, always trying to make it a little bit more fun and entertaining. So we're going to have some dance party nights out there as well. So, yeah.
And talk about that that element of it. It moved a couple of years ago, and explain how it works.
So the Holiday Village is now at the Riversdale Grange, which is across from the golf course there on the way out to the festival. And it opens here on November 30th. Open Thursday through Sunday, and of course Santa stops by and hangs out with us all the time, and he'll be there until Christmas Eve when he has to go off to work. But it's a great place to stop by, see Santa, get pictures. We have all kinds of holiday displays set up, and we'll have the dance party as well this year.
So a dance party, what is that going to specifically mean?
So we have some really cool light displays that are kind of going to be popping throughout the lobby there while you're hanging out waiting for Santa. Just something else fun for the kids to do.
Alright, I was envisioning people actually dancing to a band or something.
We will have music.
All right, very good. So, I mean, this has been going on almost as long as I've lived here. In fact, I remember when it began, thinking, gosh, that's a lot of work. Wonder how long that'll last.
This is our 31st season, and we don't plan to go anywhere.
And around the, you know, around the nation, around the state, oftentimes these types of projects honestly kind of come and go.
Yeah.
They're hard to sustain. They take a lot of work. And so usually, eventually, even if they are well attended, they ultimately shutter. What has kept you guys going?
You know, I just think this community really supports us. And every night that we're open out there, it's a team of volunteers. So it's not just the sponsors, which is a huge part of it, but it's the team that come out there and they brave the cold and the rain, and, you know, they keep the gate operating. So volunteers kind of make the world go round right now.
Now, this is Rotary, but you've got other organizations helping you out too, right?
We do. So it is a Rotary function, but it takes, like I said, all kinds of sponsors and businesses. Cow Creek's a great partner. Dutch Bros came on a couple years as a big partner for a Holiday Village, and really makes a difference.
And with technology, I don't remember what year the shift was, but you were able to go to what a lot of other organizations do for events and have the ability for people to get tickets online. Talk about that.
Yeah, so that actually was kind of a transition during COVID. COVID happened and we thought, oh my gosh, festival still has to happen, but how does it happen in a safe manner? And so, you know, we worked with Dr. Bob and a couple other community folks and tried to figure out the best solution. And that was being able to keep the windows rolled up, which presented in being able to scan their phone through the window. So it was kind of one of those, you know, hidden things that came from just a horrible experience with COVID. But after we did that first year, we discovered it was amazing. And so we kept it. So now there's multiple ways to get in. You can get your ticket online and you can pay at the gate with a debit card, credit card, or cash.
You know, it's funny because I, you know, all the big events, I mean, concerts, things like that, everybody, it's online. You don't go, I remember decades ago in Portland standing in line all night, you know, to get tickets to some rock and roll show.
Yeah.
And it's just not how we do things anymore.
Nope. Several ways.
So Sunday night, talk about anything special going on as you begin.
Yeah, so Sunday night is our grand opening. 3 years ago, we started kind of a tradition now with having a grand marshal that opens our night. So it's each year we choose a deserving kid from our community that's going through some stuff, and they get to be the first one through the lights. They kind of kick off the show. They get escorted from our local fire department, and we make it a big deal. So this year, Brinley the Brave is going to be out there. She's a young girl who is from Winchester who's been battling cancer, and she's going to be out there to open up the event.
All right, so it begins Sunday, and how long does it go?
From Sunday all the way till January 1st, and we're open every night.
All right, Tabitha Lehman from the Festival of Lights, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.